This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October the 28th, 1, 2, 3, 4 days till Halloween and the end of the month, and the 1st of November is on Thursday of this week. Hello.
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. Okay, I gotta get my days right here.
Halloween is Thursday.
I got it. I think it should be Saturday, don't you? Saturday for Halloween. Yeah.
I know, but so many people are very polarized about that debate.
I know.
Should it be moved to the last Saturday of the month? Or, I mean, if you think about it, everybody went to Halloween parties this past weekend anyway. Mm-hmm. So it should have just been
moved. We had the busiest night on the farm in the history of the farm in terms of the activities that I do there in concert with my other pal who got the other farm. Halloween, he has a Halloween Fright Night that goes on all month of October, and this past weekend there were busloads of kids coming from other towns. It was craziness, the number of people who were on the farm taking the tour. They go out into the corn maze and get lost, and Sneakers, one of the guys that works on my farm, gets an axe and puts on a helmet and chases them around. People with shotguns. Nice. Everybody in the neighborhood knows they can't go to bed until at least 10 o'clock on the nights they have the big deal. So anyway, but we sold a lot of ice cream, and it was nice, and the weather held up for it until yesterday. Weather around the East Coast, anyway, Northeast, was pretty awful. Weather around the rest of the country, pretty nice, actually. And it's a good time of year. The leaves are still colorful here, even though the wind and the rain yesterday knocked a lot of them off. This is the latest that I can remember of quite a long time that the leaf peepers still have something to see in southern Massachusetts. Anyway, the leaves, how are they in New Jersey, Victoria? The leaves,
very
the
green and brown, and that's it.
Yeah.
We didn't really get much of a variety. It's kind of boring.
Well, one of the things that is lost on people who live in California are the seasons. One of the things that we are happy not to have here because of our seasons, because of the moisture we have, there are really, I can't remember when there was ever a real bad wildfire here, but it's pretty much every year at this time with the Santa Anas, the dryness, that there are Californians who have to deal with these wildfires. And this weekend, no exception, as what, tens of thousands of Californians have had to get out of the way of this latest fire, right?
200,000 people have, it's really crazy. So there is now a statewide state of emergency that has been called by the governor, and land has been, 30,000 acres has been destroyed. It's actually 50,000 acres now. This is the northern California, this is the Kincade Fire. This is what's trending currently. Yeah. And that's 50,000 acres that has spread. It's 10% contained. And the governor actually estimates that 180,000 people evacuated because of the Kincade Fire. Cal Fire says that it destroyed 79 structures, so that's homes and businesses and things like that. 200,000 people have actually left the area. And the Tick Fire, which is near Santa Clarita in southern, more towards the southern part of California, that's destroyed at least 22 structures, and 10,000 other structures are now threatened, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department. And they said that, and other, beyond that, if you're not in the fire, you're in the dark, literally. 965,000 customers have had their power shut off.
They can get away with that? We say
well, they're claiming that they're actually, they're claiming, the Pacific Gas and Electric, they say that they're actually helping prevent the fires.
They're helping themselves because they don't do what is necessary to keep the fires from spreading by taking care of their own power lines that are the source of the fires in most, not always, but in most circumstances they are. And in the wind, because the frayed wires have decayed, they break, fall to the ground, the sparks start the fires in the ground where they haven't kept up with keeping the dead brush, the fires burn the dead stuff, not necessarily the live stuff, although everything, if the fire is really bad, everything gets destroyed. But fire doesn't burn green stuff particularly well. As you know, if you have a fireplace, you don't burn green wood unless you want to fill a house up with smoke, because it just doesn't burn unless it's seasoned. And in order to season it, you need to be having, it has to dry out for a year or so. And so all of that stuff that's on the ground, the dead brush, leaves, whatever, they've been there for a long time, it goes up, poof!
Yep.
And how these people get away with it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but what's not helping the fire conditions and what's making this really even scarier is they've got 70 to 80 mile per hour gusts of wind from the Santa Ana winds. And they say that, according to the National Weather Service, midweek this week, those winds are actually going to hit Southern California. So these fires right now are kind of up in wine country, and as they move south, it's not great news. So these fires can spread pretty quickly, and it's, you know, and we know what happened last year. Wasn't it this time last year? The campfire and Malibu and the animals, and it's just a horrific thing.
Jennifer way down in, Jennifer's on the other side, on the southeast side of Los Angeles. And on the other side, there's two mountain ranges you got to get over to get to her, and it went over both of them along the 210. She's right off the 210, and it was unbelievable.
They've even had two hospitals that have had to evacuate patients. Yeah. That's not something you hear of all the time. That's very rare.
No. Here's something for those of you who are trying to figure out. Kara, this piqued my interest when Kara and I were talking off the air about her father retiring. I was looking around for some stats. Did you know that more than 3 out of 5 Americans say they are behind on their plan to save for retirement? And one of the biggest things, Kara, is paying off the mortgage, which is something we were talking about as well. There is optimism that people can catch up as after children get out of school. But then the newest twist in the last 10, 20 years is not only paying off the mortgage, but paying off college debt for and with your children. 2/3 of millennials, 3/4 of Gen Xers, 1/2 of baby boomers say they are way behind. How about you, Kara? Are you saving? Well, you're 27. I don't know. I never even thought about retiring. I had a nice retirement package until I had to save the farm.
It's very interesting because I think that's definitely a change. I'm sure there are millennials who aren't saving, but to me, I mean, this is a conversation that people have been having for so long that growing up, it just obviously I was going to put money into my retirement account at work. I mean, you have an account. Mine isn't matched here, but I still put money in every month, and that just seems like a normal thing to do. My parents were always like really fiscally responsible. I mean, my dad didn't. My dad was the only one working. He wasn't making like millions of dollars, and we had a family of 5. So you kind of have to be responsible. And then they paid for my college along with scholarships, so I don't have any student loans. And so I kind of was started off on a good foot when I graduated college, and now I do my best to save money so that my parents don't ever have to pay for anything for me again. So it's tough. Tough living in an urban area.
Well, you have five siblings, right?
I have 2 siblings, so there's 2. 5 of us total. With
5 of you total, okay. But your father has worked hard all his life. He's about to retire. And I'm sure they're going to be comfortable, be able to travel, do things. I'm betting, I've never met him, but I'm betting from what you told me, he's going to want to find something to do once he satisfies some of his wanderlust. And so maybe he'll work a little, make a little more money, that sort of thing. But there are a lot of parents who still are from the generation that they want to take care of their children when they die. I've always said, I've helped my children as much as I can while I'm alive. If there's something left when I'm gone, great. If there isn't, you're on your own like I was. I don't think that's my responsibility to take care of you. I think it's my feeling that I want to, but it isn't. Some people just are driven so they want to leave something for their children. Okay. Well, if you're lucky enough, 7 out of 10 Americans believe that they will never really have enough money to retire, which is pretty amazing. Some are acknowledging, especially Generation Xers in this survey, say they don't think they'll meet their retirement goals until they're way beyond 65. 90% of people are willing to make some kind of trade-off, but they do want to have some retirement. They're not sure what they're going to have, And I don't know that it's the end all and be all. It certainly isn't for me, but I'm not the average person. I don't, a lot of friends of mine who went to school with me that went into education, Ted Siller, my pal from Cleveland, has, he retired at 52. That was 11 years ago. He had maxed out, and so he went to work for a nonprofit. He and his wife, both teachers, they went to work for this nonprofit, and they do tours on the side as well, but they're big into recycling. They built a fabulous house. You'd love this, Victoria. They built a fabulous house in suburban Cleveland. They built it themselves, and it was all totally with reusable stuff, whether it's
the
siding, the construction of the concrete, the windows, you name it, everything came out of recycled material. And it's really a very interesting house, and they're very interesting people. He's had that point of view all the way along. So anyway, I think that it's interesting to see that 40% of folks think they're going to run out of money and they will never have enough to retire.
I'm surprised that number isn't higher.
I am too, actually.
Yeah,
when I saw that, you think about people and this is a, it's not an insurmountable obstacle, but if you watch and listen to advertisements and stuff and buy all of the things that are discretionary, then you aren't going to have any money. You're going to have credit card debt. It just is, what do you need versus what do you want? And we are a consumer society. That's more so than any other place on earth, although many other, the Chinese have become they've become huge consumers. People in Europe are more subtle with their consumables, and that's how they get, they don't make as much money as we do, yet they seem to enjoy themselves more. Whether that's there, they travel a lot. Pretty much every European has a passport. They don't need it to travel in the European Union, which is another source of concern for the people that are wondering what's going to happen with Brexit. But there are the people that come to our country from Europe. They love coming here, and they travel elsewhere around the world as well. But they spend a lot of money traveling, and it's very expensive to buy cars, buy gas, to live in, you know, to buy real estate in England is wow. And yet they still, and they don't make, they're like 65%, 70% of what their salaries are for doing the same sort of work. That's the way it is in England, especially. I don't know about Europe. I'm going to guess the same in Europe. But they still save money. Pretty amazing how they do it. Anyway, food for thought. Let me give you some more food for thought. Those of you who are not looking for a pharmaceutical way to deal with blood sugar problems, if you're diabetic, pre-diabetic, you know your numbers, you want to drop your glucose 100 to 200 points, can be pretty dangerous on your diabetes, bad on your heart, your veins. If you're like me and you got a lot of sugar cravings, here's a breakthrough from a product called Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. This is the world's most advanced glucose support. It's not a system, it's just a capsule. It's ready, willing, and able to help you with 10 different all-natural glucose balancing ingredients. All natural. That's why I love it. Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, has in each one of the capsules the ability to modify the sugar that you, you grew up on it probably. I did. And it becomes your thing. Glucose support. It's Curalin's whole reason for being. So you want to support yourself with an all-natural product? Go online to Curalin.net. That's Curalin.net. And not only supports blood sugar, but helps in digestive issues, reduces cravings. Right now, DJV listeners get $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people finding that finally there is an easy and natural way to manage your blood sugar levels. So visit Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, and maybe you'll save your life. You certainly will help with the sugar business in your blood. Curalin.net, code DJV.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Giving this some time, going to try to hear the story. Idina Menzel, starring in Sony's Cinderella movie musical. She's going to portray the evil stepmother. And Camila Cabello is set to play Cinderella and provide music for the film. Billy Porter from Broadway plays the fairy godmother. How's that going to work?
He's going to be fabulous and flamboyant, like always.
Oh, is he? Okay, I got it. James Corden and Leo Perlman are producing the musical movie. Idina Menzel is also set to star in Disney's Frozen 2, which is out in theaters November 22nd. Her new holiday album is out now as well. So the song, was that Queen of Swords, Kara?
Yeah, she's released a few studio albums, and that was off her last one from, I think, 2016 or 17.
So does it refer to the Queen of Swords in the tarot card deck? What's the reference Queen of Swords to? Do you know?
No idea. Yeah.
I don't know, but could be. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best guess that anyone will have.
And who else would have come up with that but me, Victoria?
I was going to say, I don't know anything about tarot cards, so you're ahead of me there.
Okay. Holly Jolly Christmas. This from what album is it?
This is the brand new Christmas album that's coming out this year. Or I think it already did it come out, Victoria? I can't remember.
I think it's out right now. Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Lots of duets and stuff on it, too.
Yeah, she got a lot of people that she brought in. I think I remember talking about it. She's quite talented on her own, though, from what I can gather. What is she, in her mid-40s, Idina Menzel?
I want to say early 50s, maybe 50.
Early 50s, yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm not sure.
Isn't her husband involved in her career?
She was married to Taye Diggs for a really long time, and then they got divorced, and now she married, I think he's a Broadway guy. is her new husband.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's mostly Broadway. Kind of like Chenoweth. They do other things, but mostly they like to be on
Broadway.
And
they were in Wicked together.
Oh, were they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's the latest Idina Menzel story.
You sound like John Travolta. Remember when he... What did he call her? Like... Adele DeSeem or something in that weird talk show or award show moment. It's weird.
Yeah. Next up is a movie about Elvis Presley. They're making it now, and they have found a woman to play Priscilla. The lady is Olivia De Jong from Australia. This movie is being produced by Baz Luhrmann, who's an Australian. Apparently a lot of it is being shot down there. Jong starred in M. Night Shyamalan's thriller, The Visit. This lady is going to portray Priscilla Presley in the movie that hasn't been titled yet, following basically the 20 or so years of Elvis's life when he was in the stratosphere, as far as his fame and success, what happened to him. Luhrmann says Olivia is capable of manifesting the complex depth and presence that's made Priscilla Presley an icon in her own right. She's an extremely talented young actor, perfect counterpoint to Elvis, being played by Austin Butler. Butler beat out the likes of Ansel Elgort and Harry Styles to play Elvis in the film, examining his life through his relationship with Colonel Tom Parker. Tom Hanks plays Parker. So this is a big-time movie.
This is going to be great. I think a lot of people are really buzzing about it already.
Yeah, yep. And as you said, you told me off the air before, they're going to shoot most of it down in Australia. So.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Elvis at 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project
Hope. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated.
President Trump announcing the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. operation in northwest Syria on Saturday night.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Today, President Trump will make his first visit to Chicago since being elected. He'll address the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. General Motors factories are again pumping out vehicles and parts after ratification by the UAW of a new 4-year deal. The wind-driven Kincaid fire in Northern California has now scorched over 54,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained. It had been 10% contained earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Updates galore here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer off today. She did some kind of a big political event last night in Los Angeles. She hosted it. So Victoria is here. Kara is here. You are here. The photos taken of the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. I think it's a... Doesn't that sort of have a ring to it? Al-Baghdadi. Seems appropriate. Came from Baghdad, right? Think that has anything to do with name?
Al-Baghdadi? Is he from Baghdad? Do we know that?
No, but I just made it up because I thought it sounded good.
Okay.
Yeah. Al-Baghdadi from... Let me introduce to you Mr. Al-Baghdadi, who lives in Baghdad. Hi, Mr. Al-Baghdadi. Well, he's no longer among us, whispering with the 72 virgins that he was promised, took his wife out, and how many children did he have? Blew them all up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many kids he had with him, but apparently when they were cornered, this was a two-hour, more details are coming out now about how this actually went down. So this was a two-hour nighttime raid that the U.S. did on his compound in northern Syria.
Right.
And when he was cornered by U.S. forces, that's when he blew himself up. He was wearing an explosive vest. His wife was also wearing an explosive vest. And it's just horrible to bring your children into this as well, but You know, they said it was in exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes, and that's how the whole thing went down. So it was a covert op.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to say about it. The political side of it, though, it's interesting that the Democrats said it was a great thing, even though they weren't informed of it till actually the rest of the country learned about it yesterday morning before the news cycle began. And so it's kind of eye candy in a manner of speaking. It was kind of Trump doing his I gotcha routine. And, you know, it is what it is. Getting rid of him is not a bad thing. And so we move on to Brexit. What do we hear? What's the latest, if there is an update on Boris, boring Boris, and what is going on, what's happening or what isn't happening, Victoria?
Well, what isn't happening is Brexit on Thursday. Thursday, the 31st of October, is the date that was when the UK was supposed to exit out of the EU. That's not going to happen now. So they have a three-month extension. The EU has granted them the delay, and so it will not happen now until December. But Boris Johnson is now pushing for a snap election in December. So here we are, right back again. We've got three months to figure this out, essentially, is what they're saying, and they still don't have a plan. They don't really have a full deal in place. They have not worked out a lot of different elements to what this is going to look like. I mean, people will lose jobs, and that's a horrible thing that's going to happen. It's a side effect of this, but it will happen. And so the government is trying to figure out how do they maybe, I don't know if they can mitigate that, but that's what they're trying to figure out. Now, the Liberal Democrats Party and the Scottish National Party, because, you know, there are numerous parties in the UK Parliament, unlike what we've, you know, got a two-party system, maybe three here, they've got, like, six. And so the Liberal Democrats and the Scottish National Party, they want a general election to see that they're using the hashtag people's vote, and so they want to take the vote back to the public to see if the public now is going to have the option: do they Brexit still, or do they want to back out of the whole deal? And hundreds of thousands of people have been marching and protesting in England because they don't want to leave the EU now. And I think people over the past few years, they've seen what this is going to really look like, and it sounded like a good idea a couple years ago when the public voted for it, but I think a lot of people have changed their mind. And so I don't think it's a bad thing that these two parties in particular are really pushing for a people's vote. I think once and for all, the people should have a say. And I think that, I think a lot of people have changed their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're entitled to, right? Changing our minds.
Well, and a lot more evidence, you know, look, new facts, actual evidence has come forward of what this is going to look like, how this is going to impact their economy. There are a lot of people like Richard Branson. We talked about him earlier with his Virgin Galactic new company. He's been very vocal and very anti-Brexit. And pretty much the entire music industry, which is the second biggest export that England has as a nation, they have said the same thing. A Brexit would be a disaster to the music industry. Mm-hmm. So people just didn't really think about it. It's very easy to vote on, do we want to stop illegal immigration? Of course, everyone wants to stop that. It's a very easy thing to get people to, you know, we're going to build a wall in Mexico. That got Trump elected, you know. But when you really look at the actual facts and how do the plans really come into play, then it presents a very different story.
Very different. Very much so. All right, here's something else that's kind of a different story in and of itself, and the kind of story that we are known for, the story of Chastity Patterson, who lost her father, was a surrogate, 4 years ago. She has been texting his cell phone number every day since he died to share updates about her life. What she didn't expect, however, was a response. This is really from the Mondo Bizarro world. She said, quote, I text my dad every day to let him know how my day goes. Been doing it for 4 years. This is a post on Facebook over the weekend. Today was my sign that everything is okay and I can rest. And so she posted a screenshot of one of her text messages. She shares how she managed to finish college. She got cancer and beat it, recovered from heartbreak in a relationship. And then she got a response from her dad's number. She got a message from a man named Brad, who lost his own daughter in a car accident several years ago and somehow or other got a hold of her father's cell phone. That's not clear whether it got transferred or whatever. But it's written as if it was her father sending the note back again. I don't know whether you'd be, either of the two of you would be creeped out by this, whether it's a
good
thing.
What did he say? Do you know? Do you have the time?
Hi, sweetheart. I am not your father, but I've been getting all of your messages for the past 4 years. I look forward to your morning messages and your nightly updates. My name is Brad. I lost my daughter in a car wreck in August of 2014 when your messages have kept coming. That's kept me really alive. When you text me, I know it's a message from God. I'm sorry you lost someone so close to you. I've listened to you over the years, and I've watched you grow and go through more than anyone. So I'm guessing this guy must have gotten the father's cell phone. Is that how we'll
say the number? Yeah. Well, not the phone itself, but the number transferred.
The number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know. He said it in a nice way, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Very nice
maybe,
about it.
Maybe this did give her some comfort on some level. It obviously has been helping him.
Yeah. I thought it was very kind of sweet, actually, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of you know the band Little Feat? Do you remember Little Feet? Anybody know other than me?
I think I've heard of them.
Back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty big band. Yeah, the guy who was the lead guitarist and singer, Paul Barrere, B-A-R-R-E-R-E, has passed away. I don't know how. Looking at these aging rockers, man, they're falling off like flies.
Not the Rolling Stones, though.
Nope, Stones keep going. Keep going. Maybe it's because they get a good night's rest every night. Maybe it's because they all have My Pillows. What do you think? This is the ultimate pillow, the ultimate pillow company. I love my pillow, and so does Daisy May, who's got the pet My Pillow. You get them for dogs, you get them for cats, you get them for you get them for traveling. You can use them any number of all kinds. They have the neck pillow, mattress toppers galore, anything that has anything to do with sleeping. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases, mattresses, mattress toppers. Now you can help yourself to the big deals because they're still giving back to all the people who listen to this program who have bought. There are thousands and thousands of people who have bought tons of MyPillow products by getting the message and sort of being urged to do it by my messages here on the DJV program. So they've put together a new radio listener tab on their website at MyPillow.com, and you can continue to get the discounts, like saving on the new 2-inch mattress topper. Get free shipping with that using the promo code DJV. You can also, I think, although it may be, this was last week, they said it was going to be the last week of the standard queen-size platinum premium pillows for sale for $23. They were normally $69. I think if you're going to do that, you better do it quickly. Visit MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV for that one. But they're always running specials. You can always use the DJV code to save the maximum amount. And the other good thing is that they'll finance. If you decide you want a new mattress, you want a new topper, you want all kinds of stuff, or you want a number of pillows for your home, every bed needs new pillows, then what I would suggest is you go to MyPillow.com, the listener special tab, get deep discounts there by using the code DJV. The buy one, get one free offer continues. That's right. The BOGO offer continues for MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. All of this very well done, very professional. You'll love dealing with them because everything's guaranteed for 60 days. You don't like it, just send it back, get your money back. All the pillows are washable and dryable. That's it in a nutshell. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the best.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So as I look around here at things that are observable, I was taken back by a conversation that a friend of mine had, a mother reporting some conflicts with her daughter about the amount of screen time that's allowed every day. The question was, when I was a kid growing up, how much TV time? My mother would not let us go to the movies and watch television on the same day. She was afraid it would hurt our eyes, I guess, as much as anything else. So what happens today with things being complicated, iPads and computers and all these screens that are to be watched, but yet, we, you know, mothers and children, they don't know. The mother doesn't know how much time the child, because they've given them these things. They have them, all kids from teenage up, right? Is anybody you know who's a teenager that doesn't have a device?
Mm-mm.
Anybody here? Huh?
Nope.
Nobody.
It starts usually around like 10,
yeah.
I think, is the age.
Well, I don't know. The situation seems to me something to talk about, but I don't know what the resolve is. Children do their homework, they say, on the bus, so they can spend more time sitting in front of their computers doing games or whatever. I never did my homework on the bus. How do you do your homework on the bus? And then who believes that?
I don't know.
Huh?
I guess kids, I never rode the bus because our town was too small. We didn't actually have buses. But
yeah.
I don't know. That seems like that would be challenging.
Yeah, I would think. So, you know, it's kind of, and if you believe that, then, you know, we've got some land in the desert we can sell you. This just, Kara, where'd you do your homework?
At home most of the time.
Yeah.
Occasionally in a classroom before class started.
Really?
But yeah, most of the time at home.
Yeah. And what did you do when you're, it's not like, okay, you're in school 7 hours, maybe 7.5, you got extracurricular stuff, so another hour or so. Then what do you do the rest of your time? How much homework did you, I remember assigning a little bit of homework to kids when I was teaching school, and they seem to have plenty of time to do. I don't get what this is.
Well, I mean, when you have 6 or 7 different AP classes and you have books that you have to read and papers that you have to write and stuff, I don't know. I seem to remember it taking me quite a bit of time to do homework.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stars are shining bright again. Sundays I take my El Camino, throw my saddle and go east to the desert where the shadow. They still ride and roll. American brothers.
So this is not necessarily the theme to the movie Western Star, but certainly a prominent song in a movie that was aimed at becoming a documentary about the life or the thoughts of one Bruce Springsteen. I will tell you, I went to see this movie last night. And not really a movie, a documentary about him and his search for truth, meaning, love, risk, reward, failure, success, drinking, not drinking, love, wife, all. I mean, there were just so many buttons in here that get pushed for somebody like me. Maybe it's because he and I are the same age and we have experienced the same sorts of things in our lives, and that maybe is why it impacted me as much as it did. I was glued. I didn't know what to expect, actually. But I decided I wanted to go see it. I've seen the trailer, and it didn't get released into a lot of movie theaters. Maybe some people will consider it, Chuck might consider it an art house movie, but it did. The shooting was great, and it just felt like I knew the guy a lot better from watching this. I think if you listen carefully to his music, you find a consistent theme. And I don't know that I actually thought about it as much. I think he's always been sort of a blue-collar guy, interested in the working man, that sort of thing, and relationships to a point. But this really is about struggling through relationships, understanding how we all are imperfect, finding somebody, finding your mate who is like you, or how you fulfill those needs that you have to find somebody. You know, we all want to find somebody. We all want to find that mate because that's what makes us complete. And I think that's part of the story anyway here. So if you are of a move to be moved, if you're in a mood to be moved, and if you like thoughtful experiences, this is one you ought to take advantage of. Western Star, the Bruce.
I also like the album, too.
Documentary. Yeah, it's a good movie. It just, I mean, all his music to me, there's a sameness to it, but I still like it. He's unmistakably unique in his presentation. Pretty much like Johnny Cash was. He does a rendition of Rhinestone Cowboy. Rhinestone Cowboy. Like a Rhinestone Cowboy. Remember the Glen Campbell song?
Mm-hmm.
In this, that's really quite moving. Anyway, something to be seen. Shot in his barn on his ranch. Big symphony orchestra. That's part of what makes it move. It's mostly music with a 2 or 3 minute interludes between the songs with stories that lead up to the songs. A couple of bar scenes.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. It's very well done. So worth your time. All right. What else happened? What box office totals look like, Victoria, over the weekend?
Well, The Joker narrowly hung on to the number one spot after 4 weeks, and that made another $18 million. That's made $277 million domestic so far. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, that came in second place, and that actually made another $18 million. That's made $65 million so far. That's like a big that's like a big Disney movie with Elle Fanning and Angelina Jolie, and Michelle Pfeiffer is in that as well. So it's a strong female cast. Number three was The Addams Family. That's the animated new movie that people really seem to love. That's made $72 million so far. And then Zombieland, Double Tap. That's the second, that's the sequel of Zombieland. Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone. It's got a big cast as well. That came in fourth. And then a movie I've never heard of called Countdown came in fifth.
Yeah,
no idea what that is.
It's about the two people who were vying to create electricity. What's his name? Cumberbatch is in it playing, I think, Edison.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it, actually.
That opened this weekend in the fifth spot, so that's not too bad. One of the interesting things that cracked the top ten this weekend is The Lighthouse. That is the black and white movie with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. That apparently did very well on the
spooky. Isn't that a spooky movie?
It looks like it might be spooky, but I don't. It's not a horror movie. It's really just kind of these two guys on a lighthouse island. Kind of looks interesting.
Huh. All right, that's it. Movie news. 59 after the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.